One of the things that I think that we're going through right now is the loss of connection. And I feel like that art is a connector. It's almost electric. I mean, I've seen people, not necessarily with my work, but I've seen people walk in and they just kind of do that when they look at a certain piece of work. And I realize that, you know, there is this kind of idea is how important is art. I think there is this connection that artists are able to almost be like the adapter to the public, saying, look at this. This is gorgeous. Look at the simplicity of something, you know.
I think the other thing which I'm hearing you say is like the beauty in nature and the not only that, but the comfort we find in nature.
Yes.
and the hope we find in nature.
Yes.
That it's very hopeful, and that, you know, I love when you said, you know, that people have this loss of connection.
Yes.
And but nature kind of gives us that connection. You see it with all these people that are outside walking.
No.
You know, they're not staying in their houses or apartments. They're getting out and they're walking. And I think it's that, I think you tapped it. It's this desire to connect, and people feel there's something comforting about being outside.
Yes.
With nature, with
yes.
trees and sky and wind and all those things you're talking about.
Right, right. I mean,
and I think your work captures that. You know, you take these elements in nature that are ethereal and short-lived, and you turn them into something permanent.
Yeah.
You know, you're capturing a moment with those leaves falling. That's just a moment, but you're freezing it.
Right.
And with the organic material that you cast, like those daisies, you're freezing that moment of their life cycle, which is just a moment. They're going to die,
right.
You know, and it's, but you capture these moments in nature and you preserve them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're a preservationist.